This is the Skirted Roundtable with Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb from Cote to Texas.
And Patricia Shackelford from Mrs. Landings.
And welcome, Patricia, to the Skirted Roundtable. You're our very first guest.
I'm so happy to be here.
And we're really excited to have you. And when we started in our first podcast, we talked about our blogs, how we started them, what was our inspiration, how long we were doing it. So we wanted to know all that about you, where your great blog name came from and everything. So tell us.
I started about 2 years ago, and I was working in an antique shop here in Kansas City, which is great, great stuff, great owner, great spot. And in the afternoons, it would just be a little slow. And so I was online, and I started reading design blogs. It was kind of a whole new world. And I'd read them, and I think they were great. And then I'd see comments, and I just think, that person is crazy. Who would take the time to comment on a blog? And then one day, I was just felt the need, something, to tell somebody. And so I started commenting. And then from there, it was just became, you know, more blogs, more commenting. And at that point, I'm like, you know, I just do think I want to be part of the party now. So I was floundering around for a name. So I checked a couple of blog names, and a few were not available, and I don't really remember where I came up with Mrs. Blandings. I've loved old movies, and that scene where she's choosing the paint is stuck so much in so many people's mind, and I really, honestly, when I first typed it into Blogger, thought there's no way somebody hasn't grabbed this already. So it was just luck, really.
We were talking about this. I don't think it did get recorded about how important a blog name is. And, you know, when you're starting a blog, how important it is to choose carefully. And I think, Patricia, that your blog name is one of the better ones out there.
Absolutely.
It's created a persona for you. And it, you know, it just, everything it says, you know, about your design, your style, your, you know, being traditional, and it's a perfect blog name and really something that people that are thinking about starting a blog should look to you for an example of how, you know, well it matched the blog.
I wonder with you, Patricia, do you feel like you came up with a name and then you sort of filled the shoes of Mrs. Blandings? I mean, I know because I've read, you've gotten some flack from people, whoever, they're not even worthwhile mentioning, but, you know, to me, it's like, I want to say to those people, duh, that's the whole idea. I love that you're able to become a character within a blog, because one thing that I always love are when bloggers don't take themselves too seriously, and I think it's great, because you wrap it all up so intelligently, so efficiently by using this name, and you have this great way of speaking and this great character voice that you've developed, and you're able to talk about things that could easily be construed as, you know, wanting to roll your eyes at, but instead you make it charming. And I don't know, was that on purpose, or did you just fall into maybe subconsciously come up with this character?
You know, the whole thing... I fell into the whole thing. I mean, there was no, I would just love to think that there was some design or plan or marketing strategy, and there just hasn't been any of that. It was a very organic evolution of just not, I was just emailing with a reader today, you know, he said, blogs have meant so much to me because I can't make a comment about, you know, Billy Baldwin, because nobody I knows who that is. So it started from that.
Just finding your own community.
All these people who are talking about these things that I want to talk about. So yes, I think it started much more like that. I chose the name, and then the voice, I think, evolved a bit from there. And it does go both ways. I got an anonymous comment the other day. Someone was, you know, reading way back in archives and said, you know, your blog is aptly named, and I think they were referring much more to the bland part of it than than, you know, the movie reference. And, you know, I just jokingly commented back, you know, I'm sorry you had to read 4 months of posts to come up with that. She is a bit of a character, and she is all me, but I am more than Mrs. Blandings, and... You know, I use bad language and I yell at my kids and, you know, all of that stuff. It shouldn't, I would never want anybody to think that I'm trying to imply that, you know, our life is all that, because it's all the rest as well.
But I think that's what makes, for all of the people that follow you, makes people love your site, because it is, I mean, your voice, because it does allow all of us to sort of get lost in the character of it. And I think it's great because it allows you to be really not, I mean, you're a step back a little bit. It's kind of, it's your character. It's not really, it's not Patricia, you know,
right.
It is, but it isn't.
Exactly. I think that's true.
And I think that that really, you know, one of the things we've talked about in our various conversations is bringing your unique voice to your blog. And, you know, people always talk about, can there be too many design blogs? Is there a glut of design blogs? And I think having created a character is that unique voice. It's different, it's special in the blog world. I just can't even imagine why anybody would why there would be any kind of flack. I mean, it doesn't make
jealousy.
Any sense to me.
Jealousy.
I guess so.
I mean, I never take anyone's mean comments anymore personally, because I know it could easily be a 17-year-old who's never even seen a design blog, stumbled across it, and she's sitting someplace in some little town going, you know, feeling like she's, but I just don't take it personally anymore, because it's not.
I think it's interesting to get flack over, you know, it's one thing if a column comes in your local paper and you're annoyed that you have to see it once a week and you're paying for it, then I can see writing a letter to the editor. With blogs, I just really do think if you're not enjoying what you're finding there, I just don't understand why you keep going back.
Right, there's plenty of other places.
Right, it is. There's so many to choose from.
And when you start your, one thing that I really admire about the way you write is that you will come up with a series of photographs, but around the imagery, around the gallery of photographs that you're presenting, you are an excellent writer, and you'll create this whole really well-written, story, and it may have nothing but a little bit to do with the photographs, but it's not, it feels congruent, and it's this really, it's almost like when you read the New Yorker, and there are all these little illustrations kind of put in and out of the writing, so it's fun to, it's visually fun to look at, and then there's this whole written piece, and I wonder what inspires you? Are the photographs there first, or how do you go about creating those posts?
Usually the photographs are there. Thank you, first of all. That's so nice. The photographs are usually there first. And, you know, it's all, and Megan, I know you've spoken to this before, it's all an evolution, your voice is. And so, you know, if you go back and look at my first posts, I mean, not only are the pictures horrible, and my father is a photographer and would probably cringe, but, you know, it all sort of comes along. So what started happening later, while I love the pictures, like the blogs that I go to now have to sort of give me something else. I really don't as much, I'm not as attracted to people, you know, I saw this and it's great. Okay, well, I saw it too, so what else? And so I think, but sometimes the pictures are just great. And so then from there, I'm like, okay, well, we'll put the pictures up, but we'll provide a little something else to sort of take you.
Well, I think Mrs. Blanding, while there are professional writers on the blog, the design blogosphere, there are a few professional writers. I do think Patricia is one of the better written blogs.
Oh, definitely.
The writing is fabulous, and the way you tell a story and the use of the pictures, you'll have a little contest, or, you know, you'll pick a detail, and you use the pictures to show how your mind actually worked in relating to each picture, which is very interesting. You know, it may originally look like the pictures are disparate and they have no connection,
right.
But you'll explain what the connection is. It's very interesting. It's very clever, and it's definitely a cut above the majority of the blogs out there, I think.
How do you feel about, you've written some really, really heart-wrenching and in-depth personal stories about your mother in particular. Totally.
I mean, make you cry. Seriously. I have cried eating.
I mean, that's a very vulnerable... I know you've told me that you just turn off your comments at that point, and I totally back you up on that one. No one needs to be commenting after those. But I just wonder when you... I don't know that I personally would ever be able to feel that vulnerable, and I think it's really... laudable that you do that. But
do you think it's easier because you're writing sort of in a character's name?
Those pieces I feel are usually out of character. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, part of the thing that started happening once I was writing Mrs. Blandings, besides just the design piece, and, you know, I was a journalism major in school, so it's not as if it was such a surprise. I'd never strung 10 words together before. I mean, I'd, you know, gone through school writing a lot, and work had written a lot. But in writing the blog, I realized that was one of the things I was really missing, was the opportunity to do that. And so in writing it every day, it's great because it's a great exercise and it sort of stretches that muscle. But then what I was seeing was, well, you know, there are some other things that I want to write about that aren't exactly happening because I'm writing these posts. And so really just sort of putting it out there was a way of kind of giving myself a deadline of, okay, well, we're going to, you know, I'm going to do this. And I've made a commitment to have it out there once a month, which I've very much fallen off track with. But it's most of those things have been sort of tumbling around for a while, so none of it is all that fresh to me, so it doesn't feel vulnerable, really. It, mm-hmm. You know.
Now, when you started, how did you go about introducing your blog to other people and start, you know, gathering your readership to you?
Yeah, I didn't do that. I think it's so impressive that people think that way. It wasn't, I'm still continually amazed that anybody reads it. I think it's just such a wacky stream of consciousness bunch of nonsense. But, you know, I do think generally what people tell you is they were somewhere else and they saw your comment there. I mean, I do think that's how your readership grows. And then if you're fortunate enough, and I have been in a couple of cases, just, you know, to get a national media mention. And, you know, when you watch your numbers, and I'd be lying to say that I didn't. I mean, I don't watch them manically 10 times a day like I did when I started. But, you know, you'll see a big jump after a media mention, and then it tends to level back off after that. But those things kind of help as well. And then a lot of it is word of mouth, I think, just people emailing posts to somebody else.
How many do you think a large part of your readership local, or is it?
I have as many readers in New York and LA. I don't know how to put it exactly. About 20% of it is in New York, and about 20% is in LA. And then I've got about another 10-15% that's Kansas and Missouri combined. So, no, surprisingly. I mean, it seems a little bit more on the coast. From coming from here, I think that's surprising. And then it's just sort of all over the place. Texas, surprisingly, Joni, I think is my next biggest after Kansas and Missouri. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never looked that up to see where the majority are. I should do that. That would be interesting.
I haven't either. I think when I've looked at them, it sort of feels like they're just kind of all over the place. But in my case, I think it's much less in the New England area, which I'm trying to work on.
Yeah. Well, you know, why do you think that is, Linda? Because of just sort of the type of people that and what they do, or?
In my case, I think it's just that I haven't really, I just didn't really pay attention to the fact that I'm a New Englander. So that's part of what I'm trying to change, is do more New England and Massachusetts posts so that I develop a regional flair, because I kind of forgot to do that along the way.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that. I just wondered, sometimes I'll read Patricia's other comments and I sit there and I wonder, you know, are these Kansas City people, or how, you know, are they people who, because you do mention a lot of Kansas City related things.
Right. And I try not to have it be so, I mean, there's no plan. It is a stream of consciousness, but I do make sure that it's not, you know, four or five Kansas City posts in a row, because, you know, you do have other people reading and you don't want them to get that sense that this doesn't have anything to do with me anymore. So yeah, there is some thought that goes into the structure of the week, I think.
Well, I have to say, I think that you've helped open up people's eyes to what Kansas City is. Living, you know, on the West Coast for as long as I have now, I just heard it Friday night. I was out with a bunch of people, and all of a sudden someone asked me where I went to college. I said the University of Kansas, and then the entire table stopped talking. They said, what? Are you kidding? And I said, what does that mean to all of you? I mean, come on. I mean, what do you think? And they're like, well, you just don't look like someone that would be from Kansas. And I was like, oh, that's so ignorant. And I told you this, Patricia, I'm always like, God, because it drives me insane out here, you know. But so, you know, I think that you've done a great job of exposing the secret that is Kansas City, which is this beautiful city.
It really, I mean, I really do love living here. It is so beautiful. And there are, you know, I was just saying to somebody the other day, I actually got an email from a reader and she's moving here and she was not so excited about it. And someone forwarded her the link to the blog and she said it's helping a little bit. And I just told her, I said, you know what, there's everything here. And it, there may not be as much of it and it may not be as deep, but you can kind of get everything that you need here. It's a pretty diverse, surprisingly, population. So,
and sophisticated. It's and very sophisticated.
It is.
Yes. One another thing I admire about your blog is that you post, you know, every Monday through Friday religiously. Have you ever even missed?
Yes, I miss. I do miss.
Rarely. How did you come about that decision and how do you do that?
I did sort of think about that before I started, and I do find I'm kind of an all-or-nothing kind of girl. I fear a little bit that if I quit blogging for a week, I'd stop altogether. So it's sort of like exercise with me. As long as I'm pretty consistent, I'll stick with it, and I think if I stopped, I might. You know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, do you work on it over the weekend? On the weekends, do you work on it?
I do work on it over the weekends. It kind of just depends on how my schedule is going, and I'll look. It just was like this week with this party. I did a lot of stuff over the weekend because I just knew I wasn't going to have a lot of time, you know, today and tomorrow. And then sometimes it just, you know, it just comes. I mean, you know, sometimes you just sit down and write a post in 5 minutes. It's just all sort of, you see something and it just, it's just there.
How would you say, in, you know, the couple of years you've been blogging, would you say it's affected your design style in your home and how you look at things and decisions you've made?
Yes, I think that's an excellent question. I do think that it has. Oddly, I think it steered me away from trends and newness more than toward it. Mm-hmm. I think I just get saturated with a lot of things quickly, and so... Yeah, I just have ended up with more sort of classical lines than I was before. I mean, you know, I was just buying junk, not only junk, but I was buying some junk, and now it just doesn't appeal to me so much.
Well, you recently showed your son's playroom that you painted, which was insane. You hand-painted basically wallpaper. when you show projects like that, do you ever get concerned with how it's going to be received, and do you get nervous about that?
Yes, all the time. Yeah, and I mean, by the way, I'm sure you know, people are happy to tell you that they hate it. That particular project went pretty well, but I had done stuff before. Oh, in fact, somebody did tell me on that, you know, had issues with the curtain rod height, and, you know, I get
well, that's what I mean. I think it's really interesting because whenever I show photos of my home or anything like that, you always get people putting in their two, and that's fine. I mean, if they're going to, but I just think that's interesting because it's made me censor myself a little bit, but I wondered if you found that with your own projects.
It's just like most of the anonymous comments. I mean, and you know, I do happen to think that there is bad taste. But sometimes taste is just different, and it's a different perspective, and you see it all the time, and you do see it with professionals, and so sometimes you just sort of take it on the chin, and you're like, yep, I can see that, this is sort of where I wanted it to be, and you kind of move on. Something like a playroom is a little easier to brush off.
I'm curious, you did, I think I might have been one of the first commenters, because I'm up at night when your posts show up,
yeah.
But... did you get any negative comments about that?
Not the playroom. I really didn't. I did get one email saying the curtain rod should come down a little bit. And honestly, I didn't, you know, it wasn't important enough to really get in an exchange over. But the whole point of those curtains was that they were, you know, out of the box from Pottery Barn. And so that a little bit determined what the curtain rod height was going to be too, since I don't sew. So it was just, you know, it was one of those things. I'm like, yeah, I got it, but for my project, it worked better for me. So
yeah,
I think that's good to show that though, because you know, so many people who do show their homes, they show things that are not really attainable. Like they do censor it until they can absolutely put up something that, well, that doesn't make any sense, because what I thought you did, I was like, I was blown away that you could do that.
I died when I saw it.
Well, and I can't imagine anyone focusing on the curtain rods when there was that whole wall to look at.
And how, I mean, really, I mean, I just was like, no, if anyone says anything about this, I'm going to die, because I'd like to see someone else.
But the sheer labor, labor of the dots, I was just like, oh my God, how did you keep it straight?
Well, it's not straight. And I mean, that's the beauty of sort of that wider angle. I mean, and I was telling Megan, because she, you know, lived in an older home in this neighborhood. I mean, she's like, I know that nothing was square and nothing was plumb and nothing is. And so, you know, you just kind of get to a point, you're like, okay, well, it's not going to quite match up here. So I'm just going to start fudging
it. Well, it looks great.
Very low skill. But then at the end, you know, it was something that, I mean, I would have loved to have just paid to put that paper up, and I just couldn't afford to do it. And so I'm like, okay, well, then we're just, you know, we'll work around it this way. And that I love the idea of the boys having that thing that they have no idea what it is, and it's an Albert Hadley design. It's so appealing to me. And someday maybe they will know. They'll look, you know, they'll notice it, or it'll be somewhere, and they'll read about it, and they'll be like, oh, that was, you know, my playroom when I was six.
Yeah, I love that. It's a great idea. It's such a smart way to handle something like that.
You know, the one thing that I think is interesting about blogging, and we were talking, you know, like there are a couple of bloggers who are regional who I read that are particularly appealing. I mean, when we were saying that, you know, there's so much out there, and how do you build your readership and things like that? Some of the blogs that I enjoy the most, I don't really feel like they're aiming to build their readership. I mean, I think they're just, you know, kind of rocking along and doing their thing, and it's highly engaging to read.
Do you read blogs that are outside the interior design genre?
I read Petunia Face and To the Manor Born, and he's actually out of Missouri, and Easy and Elegant Life consistently. And I'm trying to think. I mean, you know, there are some, like Inside the Loop. She does some interior stuff, but I think that's, you know, much more lifestyle and that kind of thing. She's so darling. So yes, but I've got to stop. I mean, I'm reading so many now that it is just the, I mean, not even managing my own blog, but reading other people's blogs is taking so much time.
How many do you read?
Oh my gosh.
Like every day, how many do you read?
You know, I just did start using Bloglovin, which I think is the most unfortunate name ever. And it's a great reader, because, you know, like in Google Reader, it just pulls the pictures and the text. But in Bloglovin, it actually, you know, it's the layout of the page. I mean, it's like you're hitting the site. It looks exactly the same.
Can you comment? You can't comment, can you?
Yes, you can comment. And the other thing that you can do is you can X out sort of straight from there and go straight to the blog. So let's say, you know, I'm reading something on one of your blogs and I think, oh, you know what, I commented on that yesterday. I want to see if she commented back. You can sort of X out of Bloglovin and go straight to Beach Bungalow 8, and then you're just on that site. It's really a pretty slick setup.
When people comment on your blog, do you usually, if you're able to, do you write them back? Do you email back to them?
I used to comment back on the blog pretty consistently, and I just really have less time to do it, so I'm very bad about it. It makes me feel guilty. I feel horrible when somebody writes me and I don't respond, but there are some days that I just can't get back to it. I mean, obviously I'm reading all of it, but Joni's wonderful at that. I think I admire it.
Yeah. She's the one that taught me to do that. Actually. I thought, I didn't know. I was just commenting back on the comment area.
The other thing that,
you know, I think I started doing that because I always felt like people did not go back to the blog to read the comment that you left them on the blog. So, you know,
I think
you're absolutely right.
I think you are right. Not everybody's email address, though, is associated with their.
Well, honey, they don't get one. And I love those because, I mean, I just like, whoosh. It's a freebie. Yeah?
Well, Joni, I mean, what did you get? Like 120 comments on your last post? That's right. An awful lot of communicating.
Right. It is.
Yeah, it gets hard. And not everyone does get a notepad, believe me. I mean, if they commented and I wrote them a couple days ago, then they won't get one. I mean, you know, it just gets too much. So
you're going to have to start automating your responses.
I've thought about that.
Sometimes, you know, just copying because you kind of type the same thing over and over. And yeah. I thought, it's so much easier just to, you know, hit paste.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then people start realizing it, because I did that to somebody who was doing a blogger who was doing that. I finally just wrote to the blogger and said, okay, you don't need to. I don't need a comment every time I comment. Right. And I got the exact same response, exact same email.
Oh, no. Seriously? Yeah.
It was honestly on. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally auto responder.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I quit commenting after that.
Yeah.
Do you think want to overblow this, but I mean, you do feel a sense of responsibility. I'm so flattered that people come to read it. I hate to ignore it when they're taking the time to stop and leave that comment.
It's a huge responsibility.
Yeah, I definitely feel like, though, someone's, because it is a pain to leave a comment often, or, you know, I think people, you know, I get emails from people saying that they don't feel comfortable or they don't even know how to comment, but they read it, but so I think it's a big deal for people to comment.
One thing I've been trying to do.
I'm sorry, Linda, but do y'all ever just one day you're driving in your car and you're thinking and you think, why am I doing this?
Yes. Yes. What if I just stop?
What would I do with all that time?
That's why I'm saying I'm afraid if I quit for a week, I wouldn't go back.
I know what you mean. Sometimes I'm scared that it's going to come over me. I'm just going to go, that's it.
Well, I think there have been bloggers who've done that. They just say, you know, I'm done with this.
My friends don't understand. To them, it's like homework, you know. And they go, how can you stand it? But there's nothing I love more than sitting down and writing a blog, an article.
I do still love it. I mean, there are weeks definitely that I feel like, this is crazy. I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't have time. But I still am. I mean, I still haven't quit. And then there are just weeks that it's just, you can't wait. You can't wait to sit down and get it on the screen.
Yeah. Especially when you've got a great idea.
Yeah.
And especially since you've put this much time into it. That's what stops me. I keep thinking, there have been plenty of times where I thought, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I mean, what's the point? What is the point? And then I sit there and think, but I've invested so much time, and there are all these people that I feel that I'm friends with. I mean, maybe I'm a goofy, but I feel like I'm friends with, and I really like this community.
I like the community, too, and I think that part of it, I mean, I do know if I quit blogging, I would still be reading blogs. There is something about it that holds a lot of appeal to me.
And wouldn't you want to just all this? See, I think that you'd probably, the way I feel is that I know exactly. I keep reading them, then I go, wait a minute, I need to get back into this.
Right.
And I also, don't you think, though, that if you quit, particularly, you know, if you have a dedicated readership, like Joni, if Joni just said, you know, I'm sick of blogging, but I'm going to comment on other blogs, don't you just think you'd be hounded? Where's your blog? How come you're not blogging? We miss your blog. I mean, I think the bloggers that just quit cold turkey and disappear, I think that's, if you're going to quit, you've got to do that.
I always find that so strange when there was a very popular blogger, and she wrote all these great tips. She had a fabulous blog with tips of how, and I used to research, I mean, I would go back to her blog to get the tips and, you know, on how to do this. And she's the one that taught me about Writer Live, and she just quit one day.
Do you know
the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I remember you emailed me.
How can you do that?
But wasn't she the one that she did finally answer the question, and she had two young children, and she said she finally realized that, you know, the kids were kind of like step away from the computer, and she realized she wouldn't want her kids on the computer as much as she was.
Yeah, that's right.
And I always thought, you know, that I have to.
It was just very, I mean, she went from blogging every day to just stopping. I just thought that was so strange.
I thought it was very brave, you know, that she said, it's not doing for me what it needs to, and I'm going to walk away from it.
I think it is a little bit addictive, and I do find myself at my computer a lot. And when my children are in school, it's not as much of a problem. But now that it's summer...
This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Cote to Texas. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings, and this week our guest was Patricia Shackelford from Mrs. Blandings. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate all of your comments and emails, and you can find us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com and on iTunes, search for Skirted Roundtable. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.